Hey guys, it's Vince here, the editor of the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast, and I'm here at the very front just to let you know I made a huge error on this week's recording. Basically, despite hooking up all the correct cables, I forgot to switch the correct audio input settings. So instead of us recording the podcast on our fancy microphone, it was unfortunately all captured by my MacBook's microphone. So the audio quality on one hand is not very good, and the second problem is just the way we are seated in the room. The MacBook kind of sits directly in front of me, with Anthony being the furthest away from it. So the result is some very unbalanced audio levels. I'm the loudest, followed by Blaven, and Anthony is kind of very quiet. So I'm just letting you guys know that up beforehand. If it is unbearable or just impossible to listen to, then feel free to skip this episode and jump on straight to next week or whatnot. Don't worry, I will not be offended. This is totally my fault. The only thing I will say to take away from this episode is try and get to at least our big anime review, because it is something that I think is important to hear about, because it's one of the very, very rare occasions where all three of us have agreed and felt very strongly about this one. In fact, we highly recommend you guys check it out. So other than that, hopefully you enjoy the rest of the show. Otherwise, see you guys next week. It's Monday, July the 27th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blaven.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole entire world. Yo, we got a review for you guys this week.
Sup?
It's an anime review, but we'll get to that when we get to that. How you guys been?
Mm-hmm.
Good, I got cupcake all over me.
Yeah, because we're celebrating Anthony's birthday now.
Yeah, last week was Anthony's real birthday, but got him cupcakes this week.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And the chocolate.
Oh, since we're on the topic of birthdays, it's kind of not worthy for my week, but I'm going to give you guys a sweatpants update.
Oh!
So I gave the sweatpants a fair shake.
Okay.
Come to the conclusion that they are comfortable.
Oh, okay.
It is just that I am too lazy to change out of my clothes to purposely put on sweatpants after a couple.
How about on the weekends when you wake up? And you know you're not going out.
Like, when I wake up and I'm not going anywhere,
yeah.
I did put them on the one time, yeah. And I was like, a couple times I forgot I was wearing pants.
And was that
it
like?
It was like, I was like, what's up? And it was like, I looked down, I was like, wearing pants. I'm like, oh, phew. Oh.
And how was the gaming session with them on?
It felt like I was wearing nothing. Like, just.
Is that a good thing? Is
yeah,
that a,
like, you're just free, right?
They orange yet? Got that.
Orange, why?
You know, Cheetos cheese dust?
I don't eat Cheetos.
Doritos cheese
I don't
dust?
Eat Doritos.
Man, that is. You know, I gotta make, like, a pair of sweatpants that is resistant to Doritos dust. Because after you eat it, just, like, you want to wipe something, and it's like, you just put
yeah,
it
like,
in
especially
knee.
The ones you guys got me, they're, like, gray. So, like, they just show up.
They are not stain-proof.
They're not. Not nope. Stain-proof. But you know what? Man, those things must be, like, some premium-as, like, sweatpants. Because I feel like the material's just too quality.
Well, they're meant for athletic purposes.
What?
Yes, those ones are athletic sweatpants.
So I like go outside with those?
Yeah, they're training sweatpants, yes.
Oh, wow.
So they're meant to feel great when you're in the most amount of pain.
Cool.
The more you know.
Next one, we gotta get you sweatpants that have like the little band at the bottom. Of
that's the
ankles.
Ones that got me.
No, but like, we gotta get you tight sweatpants, like yoga pants.
Oh, I see what you're
like
saying.
Like Lululemon
pants,
right?
Okay, yeah. What?
They're tighter than the ones
to hug his hips.
Yeah,
my hips.
Define his curves.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What are these love handles?
Can't you know, there's Lululemon men's, right?
So. Yeah, we'll get you that next time.
Is there really?
Yeah.
What?
Get to do them yoga shorts.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
Whoa, unprofessional. Anthony.
Sorry, yo, Byron Grassen getting me in trouble over here, commenting on a page. God damn it.
Oh, he's just saying happy birthday.
He did.
But anyways.
I liked it.
Good.
Let's just know Byron got me in trouble.
Yeah, Byron, you did.
I don't care if it was a birthday wish. You got him in trouble. That's on you.
You ratted me out. It's on snitches you. Get stitches, motherfucker.
But yeah, speaking of which, if you ever want to get in contact with us, we are on the Facebook.
Facebooks.
Three Nerds in a Basement. You can like that page. You don't have to. You could post on it. You don't have to.
Mm-hmm. And you can share it with two friends, and then they share it with two friends, and it just goes viral.
Or you just don't have to.
Yeah, true. You know.
You just totally ignore what I'm saying. Anyways, we've stalled long enough. So we're doing some anime this week, anime review, because the summer season is in full swing, and I have been...
Shouldn't it already been started, or no?
It started at the beginning of July. But I have, for everyone's benefit, watched a lot of anime, and I have picked out the best one...
The creams of the crop.
...to share with you guys, and that is the review we're doing today.
This is definitely a shocker.
Now, before I say which anime we're talking about, I want to just throw it out there to the listener. If you have not heard of this anime, please do not continue listening.
Yes. Skip to wherever Vince inserts his voice to tells you where to skip to.
Yes.
And I'll tell you right now, this is worth watching without reading any synopses and
yes.
coming back to listening to
the
episode.
The number one thing I can say is, once I speak the anime title, do not read anything about it. Don't even search images. Just find it on Crunchyroll or wherever you find your anime.
Crunchyroll.
And just watch it.
Yeah, it's definitely on Crunchyroll, so you can watch it there. And just watch the first episode. Don't even read the little blurb that it has.
On Crunchyroll. Like, yeah. No, just nothing. Just play, just go.
Just watch it. And
enjoy.
And promise me, listeners, you'll stick with it.
Yeah, all the way to the end.
Yes.
Like, man.
There's big payoffs.
Those ending 45 seconds.
Yes.
There's a huge payoff.
With that said, let's get into our anime review this week.
All right, this is your final warning. Jump to 1930 to remain unspoiled.
This week we're talking about the anime School Live.
School-Live! Exclamation mark.
Yes. Now, basically what this show is, it's about, or at least it appears to be about, a school club that lives inside the school.
School living club.
They are the school living club. They go to classes, but they live at school. They eat, sleep, bathe, and stuff at the school.
They bathe in school?
Yes.
Well, they have washrooms and stuff.
Oh, that's true.
Like, they get into it in further episodes.
Okay.
But yeah. And we follow the adventures of...
this club in school.
This club in this school. The club has four main girls.
Yeah. One girl with a cat hat.
And a dog.
Yeah, and a dog, yeah.
A girl with short hair who reads Stephen King.
Yes. Stephen King.
There's a girl who has a shovel.
Yeah.
And there's a girl who's the mother who cooks for them.
Essentially, yeah, that's her archetype.
And then this teacher.
Yeah.
Who supervises them or something.
Yes, Sakura Sensei.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how we should proceed from here. Maybe we should just say the spoiler as it is right now.
No, I'm going to go ahead and tell you how I felt about this.
Okay, anime yeah, that's even started. Better because I presented this to you guys and I knew you guys were going to hate it.
He told me this to sit down and just watch it.
Yes.
So I will preface this by saying I hate this genre the most.
Right? Yeah, so what kind of genre is this?
The genre is like daily life, cute girls.
Oh my God, we're so happy together.
Like, I hate this. Like, I have no patience for this kind of stuff. So I was sitting there for 18 minutes hating this show. I'm just sitting there, like, cursing Vince in my head. Like, why is he making me watch this? He knows I'm just going to give it a bad review. Oh, my God. I wish this was over. This girl's like, oh, no, I slept in class. No, I'm sorry, Sensei. Oh, no, my dog ran away. Let's go find her, guys. Like, oh, I was like, oh, my God. It's just, Okay, go, Anthony.
Is that how you felt too, Anthony?
It was cute, but, like, there's, like, a limit to the cuteness that I can handle. Like stuff like K-On! Is too much. Like, when it is just being cute and there is no semblance of story or anything going on, period, that is not my type of show. Like,
like nothing happened.
Yeah, like, a comparison I can make is I like the show Tamako Market.
Yeah.
And the reason I like that show is because it is so happy-go-lucky, it is cutesy, but there's a story happening. There is a through line of narrative. And even though it might be super vague, like, it is still at least there.
Mm-hmm.
And this show at the beginning was not that. It was just, look, we're in school, we're hanging out, like, some of the cutesy jokes were, like, I found funny. I was, like, got me some snickering going on. But, like, other than that, it was just, like, this dog's adorable. Like, there's a dog in the anime.
Yeah.
The dog's, like, super cute. And that was about it.
But you liked it.
I thought it was going to be, like, these girls are just taking care of the school grounds, and they're just, like, an extracurricular club.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, orphans or something, and they're taken in by the school, and the school loves them a lot.
Yeah. But you guys were, like, hating it.
Oh, and I was loathing it.
Yeah, no, you guys, I could tell, but then you're struggling to finish. Yeah. I could tell.
And then,
please lead me through your thought process of when you noticed something was off.
It was the scene where she was talking to the popular girls. Or what you thought were the popular girls.
Yeah, she was talking to this girl with a choker
on. And then everything went red.
Not that. It's just the one girl steps in and is, like, gasping. And then you look at the girl and the windows behind her were just all shattered and, like, speckled with, like, red stuff.
I'm
like, huh? And then the girl she's talking to is no longer at the desk, except her choker's still there.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, blood plastered all over the classroom. And you're like, what is going on? I thought they were killers.
Yeah, I thought she was, like, a secret murderer and she didn't even know.
And I thought her friend just found her killing people.
Yeah.
And she's talking to them, like, in her head. But then they zoom out of the school.
Yeah.
And there's zombies everywhere. All the students are zombies.
Yeah, that's kind
of... Yeah. And the one barricade... Oh, no! That's what got me off guard. Yeah. There was a barricade.
Yeah, there was the scene in the where when the dog it was still all happy, right?
Yeah, where the dog was running away. They're trying to chase him. There's a barricade of desks. And like, I'm like, why is there a barricade in the middle of the hallway? That's kind of odd.
And you guys just like, well, whatever.
Whatever, right? I don't care. Like, this show's just stupid, right? Yeah. I'm sure this is just like their way of like cutting it off so that it would lead him into the horticulture club and ha ha ha.
Yay.
But no, that was a barricade against actual zombies.
Yeah.
So you find out that this main girl is literally hallucinating.
She's got PTSD.
Out, like, to the max.
Yeah.
This girl is literally having a mental breakdown, denying what's going on around her. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Anthony and I were just agape. We're like, our mouths were like.
So when the twist happened, it turned from you guys like, oh, I hate this talk. Can't stop watching.
I was like, so dark. What is going on? And I'm like. The one girl is obviously not into the illusions. Hence the reason why during the whole show, she was like, not, like, she was always uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Doing anything.
Yeah.
That's why when she went to the classroom and she started yelling her friend's name, no one would respond to her.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah, there's a lot. They drop, like, I rewatched the episode before this and I looked it back through it. I'm like, there's a lot of subtle hints that they give to show that.
But, like you would never get
it. Oh, of course not. No.
Like, there is no way you would have, like, it's a zombie apocalypse, obviously.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, there's other questions I still have, like, that the girl in the purple, like, the Sakura
thing. Yeah, she doesn't show up after.
Like, I don't even know if she's alive.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's part of the thing or not.
And like, behind the barricade, they showed a certain zombie, and I'm wondering who that is, or just a regular zombie.
Well, like, I mean, I have seen episodes 2 and 3, and they go in further behind the backstories of each of the girls and how they came to be here, and they go through the...
Outbreak?
Yeah, and at first I thought this show was just going to be like, oh, this show solely exists for the twist.
Yeah.
And I was afraid that the further episodes would kind of drop off, but they don't.
Okay.
They're equally as exciting to watch.
Hmm. Whoa. Well,
like, they're very... It's very interesting.
Like, does it go back into the, like, oh, I'm a cutesy hallucination lady?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But that.
But after that, is it mostly just, like...
But you understand, like, this is a girl hallucinating, and there's some dark shit that's happening.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, girl. Man, I want to watch the show now. So, bravo to Vince for keeping us in the actual dark.
Yeah.
I think this show is too dark for me.
Because you're a baby.
I can't, like, there is something about, like, so there are horror shows, like, you watch Berserk, you watch Claymore, like, some fucked up shit happens in those shows, and, like, but the thing is, like, the overall tone of that show is dark.
Yes.
There is something about when you take, like, something that you expect to be very happy and go lucky, and it's, like, a feel-good time, and then you do that severe twist of, oh, no, this is a fucking nightmare situation. Like, have fun. Like, there's something, like, extremely more creepy. Like, if they opened up the show as, like, here is a group of girls living in a school during a zombie apocalypse, and one of their friends has PTSD. Like, that would be like kind of messed up, but like not as messed up as the way they introduced
the show. That's the brilliance of the show.
That's the brilliance of that show, but like it's just, I feel like it's too much for me.
Oh man.
Like it shocked me. Like I don't like stuff never shocks me. Like it's like, oh, that guy, like whatever, he got his hand cut off, cool, whatever. Like nothing ever gets me.
Yeah.
But that got me like actual real bad.
Yeah. See, this is the kind of like horror genre I like. Like I don't really care for excessive gore or like in your face type of things. I like this kind of stuff where it's just all like, it's just fucked up situations.
You like the Silent Hill 2 TV shows.
Yeah, like, my favorite part of horror is when you know you're being chased, but you don't know the chaser.
Yeah, it's like something is there.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, but even then, like, even in that situation, even in this situation you're setting up, like, yeah, usually in that, it is still, you know you're in a horror theme.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, you don't. You're just like, everything is just like happy, whatever. And like, it's kind of the same situation. There was a show called School Days.
Yeah.
Where School Days was like that. And it was this guy and he was like going out with this girl and everything seemed happy-go-lucky. And there was this ending that happened where it just twisted the show in this super dark turn.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you guys look up, there's an anime show called Nice Boat.
Okay.
Right. If you look that up, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to spoil it on the show, but like it's something like that where it's those sharp twists from I'm having a good time to JK, this is a hallucination, nightmare fuel,
mm-hmm,
that always gets me and like always actually shocks me. Like, oh, okay. No matter, it's just that situation. Oh, like,
yeah,
like the thing, like Silent Hill is scary, but like I'm in Silent Hill. Silent Hill itself is a horror town, and like I know things are gonna happen. When I don't see that coming, then it's like, oh, shit.
That's what makes it great, though. Yeah. So good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good call, man. Good call.
Yeah.
Like, I might read it.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I don't think I'll watch it.
I'm just glad you guys were able to stick through it. I thought for sure one of you guys are going to drop out.
Like, mid-episode? Nah, we wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever dropped out of an anime mid-episode.
Yeah, but I just didn't think, I didn't know if you guys were going
to
pay attention.
Actually, no, that's not true. I've done that to a movie.
Oh, there you go. But yeah, I'm glad you guys enjoyed the ride.
I don't think I did.
I think that's good. I think, like, that's good.
Like, part of me is, like, very uncomfortable watching that.
Yeah.
And if that was, like, it is a horror show, like, maybe that was the point,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if they did it, they succeeded.
Yeah.
But, like, it's to a point where I don't enjoy watching it.
Out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say the show carries on about the same tone. It's half happy-go-lucky, half...
I was reading some spoilers online.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like the way they go into the show is not so much focused on the hallucinations, and it kind of switches back and forth.
Yeah,
explains some stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, yeah. This first episode is the happiest the show ever gets.
Okay.
After that, it's more... You understand the gravity of the situation, but no, it's like... I really like it. It's probably one of my favorites for this season.
It's messed up, dog.
It's really good. Any more words you want to add, Blaven?
Show seems good.
Yeah.
That was a good twist. You got me.
Yeah. Good, good. I'm glad. So yeah, it was just one episode, but we do thoroughly recommend watching at least that one episode.
Again, I don't know if I can recommend
it. Just recommend it, baby.
No, like, the twist is sick, but like, this show's fucked up. Like,
it's good.
Sure, whatever. You 2 out of 3 recommendations. I'm fucking out of here. This is no.
Really, eh?
What? Like, are you really so uncomfortable with
that? Yeah, that made me really uncomfortable.
You gonna have nightmares tonight?
Maybe.
Oh, shit. Good. Good.
I don't watch scary movies.
Yeah.
Like, scary video games, no problem. Scary comics, no problem.
My senpai power's in effect.
Oh, senpai power. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not...
All right, let's switch gears and move on to a happier note. Let's talk about our picks of the week, shall we?
Let's do it.
I'll start things off. The trailer for 007 Spectre dropped last week.
And?
Did you guys watch this trailer?
Yeah, let's reenact it.
I Bond. Watched the first 30 seconds.
Who are you?
And then I realized I was Bond. On the same data, and then I didn't.
Spectre.
I was behind it all along.
MI6.
It's happening.
Man. We're reenacting the trailer.
Money, Penny. That's okay. That's literally the trailer. Oh.
It's true.
Sure.
That's just like
they do, right? That's all they say.
They just say names.
That's the audio. Like the visuals are crazy, but yeah. Don't have the visuals. That's what they're doing. No, so this trailer looks intense. It looks, I don't know if it's because I'm still riding high from Skyfall, but...
This is a long time ago, man.
Yeah, I know, and I'm still pretty hyped on it.
Jeez. That was a good movie, I know, but, like, that was a while ago.
Yeah, yeah, and this trailer only reignites those feelings. I'm like, oh, I really love Daniel Craig as Bond. And they have a new car, and it looks like the premise behind this is he's trying to, like, disappear.
Okay.
Right, because he's being chased by an organization, or he's out to look for them. Because that guy's like that. Mr. White, right?
Yeah, with the beard now?
Yeah, beard. Yeah. He's like trying to find them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's the one who killed Le Chiffre.
Yes.
Monsieur Le Chiffre.
Mm.
In the first one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and this is the organization he's been talking about, right? The organization's not happy. And he kills him, right?
Yeah, this yeah. Spectre.
Spectre.
Honestly, it reminds me of like Red Skull.
Yeah. I really, really like the... That one guy, Q, is his name?
Oh, the young.
Yeah, Q. I remember, I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's good.
He's like, do you need anything else for me? Can you make me disappear? I assume yes.
Yeah. No, it's a really cool trailer. And it's classic Bond stuff, right? They take you to gorgeous vistas, expensive cars.
Spy gadgets.
Yeah, spy gadgets. Actually, you know what? This really looks... You know how the Daniel Craig Bond movies don't really have, like,
the crazy?
Yeah. So in this trailer, his car has the crazy gadgets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah like
an oil slick?
I don't know, but he has like a flamethrower coming out the back.
Nice.
So that's different. And sure. I'm excited. I'm excited for it. Comes out November. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited for that.
Thanks for the...
Now we have to pay them.
Thanks for the...
Oh, crap. Crunchyroll!
They cover our costs. Don't worry about it.
Blaine,
what's your pick of the week?
So my pick of the week is a really big reveal that happened, and I'm glad none of you took this one.
Okay.
So I watched, obviously, I've been talking about it, but I really wanted to play the game Galaxy, and I think all of you guys do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So today, or whatever, they did a quick look, they released that your jet can turn into a robot,
mm-hmm.
which looks like the robot from Shogun's, well, it looks like one of the characters from Skull Shogun's or whatever.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's the same studio. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same studio. Man, this game is sick.
Did you watch that whole thing?
Yeah, I didn't see him fight with a robot, though. Does he?
Yeah, he fights with the robot, and like, so you change mid, like, ship and robot.
Yeah,
you just switch it on the fly.
Is it, like, a special thing or no? Is it just, like,
no,
you can do whatever?
You do whatever.
You just get, like, melee attacks?
The robot gets melee attacks, and you can grapple hook stuff.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
See, what I like about this is that they kept this in the dark forever.
Yeah.
Like the robot mode. That's really good of them.
Yeah. It's kind of a big thing to keep secret. Like, it's literally a core part of your game.
Yeah.
It is, but at the same time, it's not a very...
Like, I was already excited about the jet anyway.
Yeah, you see, like, I was excited about this game a lot, but there was something that was holding me back. Like, maybe I was waiting for a sale. They revealed this. Yo, I pre-ordered that instantly.
Well, did you get money
you
off
five
right
bucks
now?
Off?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 15 bucks instead of 20. Yeah.
Yeah, this game looks good. I can't wait to get a PS360 for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But yeah, mm-hmm. Galaxy. Can't wait to see it.
Did you see the one thing I liked is the pause menu?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The VHS. It's like a VHS menu. Like it's like you pause the VHS and like a bunch of like tracking stuff happens. Like, oh, tracking error. And like there's a
Yeah,
bunch
I
of
haven't watched
stuff.
The whole thing. I'm looking forward to watching the full look. What I like is also the menu where you pick where you got to go next. And it's like you're in a big battleship.
Yeah.
And there's
the
girl and the captain.
Yeah, the captain who looks oddly familiar, like the space battleship Yamato captain.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like their names.
Oh, I forgot their names.
His is A-TAC, attack. And hers is BEAM! But no, the game to me just looks like Macross, and I think it looks awesome.
Minus the girl walk, so it's 100% better.
Technically the girl walk's there.
No,
you know when the ship's tumbling and stuff?
Yeah, but they're not in that mode. Like,
yeah, but...
Not,
you
can't go halfway.
Yeah, but that's what girl walk's for. Because the girl walk's used for that in atmosphere.
Yeah.
You love it. Yeah, no, I'm hyped for it. Comes out August 4th.
Damn, that's soon.
So that's like next week.
Should pre-order that one.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I want to get a PS4 now just to get this game. All right, we're doing it, guys. Let's roll.
Cool.
We already got ours.
No, I mean, like, let's go get me a PS4.
Oh, okay. We're going to go to Walmart after this?
Yeah.
Don't do that to me.
Yes, do it. You did it to me when the...
I work at Best Buy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Company loyalty, bro.
But it's closed.
Yeah, it's true. I can't get it now. Why wait tomorrow when I work? I forgot I'm Anthony.
You can't get it. If you can't get it now, why get it at all? Like, come on.
All right. Anthony.
Yeah?
Can you tell us about Vince's week?
Yeah, I haven't done my pick yet.
I don't really care.
So, you guys, I've talked about Galgun before on the podcast.
Yes, you have.
I believe. Well, there is another Galgun coming out. It's called Galgun Double Piece. And this apparently was announced a while ago, but I just learned about it now, so I'm bringing it up now. And there's a demo on the Japanese PlayStation Store. So if you have a Japanese PS4 account, you can get on that.
Do you have a Japanese PS4 account?
I don't.
Oh, wow. You are disappointing.
So in...
Do you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Galgun Double Piece seems to pretty much just play like Galgun. There's a bunch of other improvements, like there's a more variety of girls in it, so like they like different costumes, teachers and stuff, different archetypes. They added a thing called it's like a X-ray mode, pretty much.
So you can see through the girls.
Yeah, so you can you can see through objects, and you can see if there's girls hiding behind like statues and stuff. And then if they just so happen to be in your line of sight, you kind of get a shot of their undergarments and stuff. And if you zoom in on, like, their waist or their bust, you get their measurements.
Anthony, you are sick, sick man.
Sick man.
Yeah.
So the story goes, apprentice angel named Ikoro shoots a guy with an arrow that's just too strong. His name is Hodai Kudoki, which translates to all you can flirt, apparently.
Sure.
But the thing is that because the arrow is too powerful, all the girls are after him. And if he does not find a girlfriend in the day that he has these, like, hotness superpowers, he can never find a girlfriend for the rest of his life.
Tragic.
I know, right? So you have to go through the girl, mowing down.
You have to go through the girl?
You have to go through the girl. You have to pick a girl that you wanna go out with, like a main girl.
And you go through
her. You go through her. And then you just, like, fight your way through waves of, like, normies that want to confess your love and stuff. And, like, they've done newer stuff, like, when you're in an area, you can go... There's, like, three areas you can look at. So you can look to the left, straight, or right, and girls will come from each direction. Yeah, their attacks are more varied and stuff. So, like, some will kiss you, some will present you with a letter. You get damaged that way. Yeah, and I think the reason it's called Double Piece is because there's like a bomb equivalent in Galgun where you go into a special mode where you single out one girl and she gets in like this pink area and you can like go around her and like touch parts of her that she likes.
So this is why it's called Double Piece?
So when you touch her in the right parts enough and you complete this bomb segment, she bursts into ecstasy and does two peace signs with her hands. She's like, ah! And then two peace signs show up.
And this gets you? This is your thing?
This is just fucking weird Japan shit.
This is your thing?
Why do we hang out with this
yeah,
guy?
Yeah.
So, it comes out for the PS4 and the Vita.
It fully explains why you can't get through school live now. If that's what you're after.
It comes out for the PS4 and the Vita. Highly recommended
and import. You've pre-ordered this import?
I don't know how to pre-order imports.
PlayAsia.com.
Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll do that.
Wow.
But, yeah.
So the friends I recommended to you just watched the first episode, now they're watching the second. They can't stop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
It's rough.
They liked it?
It's a rough show.
Oh, because the messages that they're sending me were like...
At this point in the show, Blavin was actually recommending our anime to some friends, and we suddenly got back into the topic of spoiling the whole thing, so instead of cleverly editing, I just cut out that entire conversation.
Oh, these are spoilers that we didn't say would be...
Oh, shoot.
Oh, well. You can edit it out.
That's some clever editing.
Yeah, you can edit it out.
I'll like beep it all out.
Yeah,
but I'll keep in the audio, and you'll be like, "What the fuck did they just say?"
Right. Don't forget, this is very important.
Yeah, yeah, I got it. Yeah.
But yeah, yo, Galgun Double Piece.
Get at it. Totally not gonna get it.
Yo, get at it. Game of the year.
Like seriously, why you do this?
It's just weird. Like, it's the...
You know your wife's gonna come over one day? Like, your future wife? She'd be like, hey, hon, what's this double P? Hey.
Hey, we should walk over this way. Look at my other stuff.
No. No.
Yeah, but then again, Vince's wife could just walk into him fondling plastic.
Yeah.
What kind of plastic?
Like RC. Baby, you're mine.
Baby, all the other Transformers don't understand you like I do.
Funny.
Of course. God, and then she'll join in. Oh, God.
Yeah. But man, Anthony, this is messed up, man.
What is?
Why you gotta play stuff like this?
It's just funny. I like it.
Or is it creepy?
It's also fun. It's like, no, it's 100% creepy. It's
really creepy.
Oh, no, it's totally... I'm not denying the creepiness factor
Good.
It's just an actually fun game.
Good.
It's quite high, the creepiness factor.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I don't play that with normies around.
Did you just call...
Did you just call them normies?
Huh?
What it's muggles.
Who the fuck are you?
No, I don't. That's copyright. Again, we gotta pay now.
Crunchyroll save us?
Yeah, like, I don't play with weebs in the room. Like, I don't play with, like, regular people. Like, my family doesn't come over. I'm like, yo, check out this game. It's awesome.
You not.
No. Like, I'll show them some Japanese games, but it's like, I show them Puyo Puyo Tetris. Or, like, I show them the Gundam game.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
No, okay. It's not for the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not. No, it's not appropriate.
Okay, I did. It is for the podcast.
Oh, shoot.
Connecticut is in my car.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Let's play Connecticut.
It's too late, man.
No, I'm going to go get it.
It's too late.
I'm going to go get it.
No.
Where are you going?
No, I got to go get it.
No, you don't.
All right, what's
I'll go get it after the podcast. All
right.
That's your pick, right? Galgun?
Yeah, Galgun.
Well.
Check it out for the crazy weirdness that game brings.
My pick was better. It was
certainly I well. Certainly it agree.
With a Gaw as well. Yours is Galgun and mine's Galaxy. Yeah. What was yours?
Spectre.
Oh.
Not even close.
It's not even a Gaw.
Gaw.
You could have gone Gaw, Gaw,
Gaw. Gaw, 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 Gaw,
Gaw, Gaw. Wow. Cool. Yeah. All right, let's do our weeks. Mm-hmm. We'll do our weeks. I'll start.
Yeah.
Yo, guys, guess what?
I heard you watch a lot of anime.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Oh, shoot. I did watch a lot of anime. Guys, I finished Yo-Yo Shrimpedal.
Yeah, because you're a lunatic.
Is it over?
No. Yeah.
Well, the anime is over.
Oh, okay.
The manga's continuing. Yeah, the manga's going. And there's a movie that comes out in Japan on August 8th.
Is it like a recap movie?
No.
Continuing.
It's a... I don't know if it's continuing. It's full original. It might take place just after the anime. Okay. But I also have, you know, checked up on where the manga is right now, and I understand where that is, blah, blah, blah. All right.
Wow, you got it.
There might be a bit more.
You read?
No.
What?
I read the wiki.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Why read manga?
Sorry, when I put too much faith in you. My bad.
Yeah, and it was great. It was great. It kind of ends exactly how you think it should end.
Does because,
of course, it's a sports anime with a young shonen. So yeah, of course,
shonens don't lose. At least their first match, they don't lose.
Like they make it so that it's
close.
No, they.
Was it even close?
No, because you know how like. On his bike team, he's not the best one on his team.
Yeah.
But they have certain reasons as to why he's the last man standing, essentially.
He may.
No. His other teammates do stuff. Yeah.
Does he have secret... Slipstream! Oh my god, yes!
Does he have secret PTSD and he doesn't...
No.
No, it's just Slipstream stuff.
Probably. Yo, but there's one character there who's kind of has the best arc.
What is it?
He's literally Vegeta if Vegeta one day beat Goku.
Oh my god.
Cause and like through the whole anime, he comes and he's like, I'm the best. I'm gonna ride out front, I'm the best. And then like it's the whole anime of him being beaten and being like, how come I'm not good enough? Blah blah blah. And at the very end, he finally surpasses everybody.
He's the best.
And he's the best. He's not the main character.
Oh, so, his rival dude.
He's Vegeta.
Yeah.
Wait, he just beats the people he wanted to beat.
Yeah.
But he doesn't beat the whole thing.
No.
Okay.
Because for reasons, he has to drop out of the race.
Is the Goku person that he's beating, is he nice?
No.
Okay.
When I say Goku, I mean like he wants to beat everybody. Everybody else to him is Goku.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
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 Yeah, but there you go. So that was great. And then this weekend it was Wonderfest in Japan, like the big toy show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to regale you guys with stuff, but there was one announcement they made that looked really cool. Mm-hmm. So they announced they're making figures of Virtua Fighter characters.
Oh, what?
But they look like Virtua Fighter, the models from Sega Saturn. Oh my
god,
that's so cool.
Yes, they do.
Oh, my. That's
so
sick.
They're all blocky.
Like, yeah. Awesome. Oh my god.
And their face is like
garbage.
Messed up.
That's like if they made Metal Gear Solid 1 Snake in Metal Gear Solid 1 textures.
Yeah.
Like,
so who do they have? Who's the guy with the white? Is it Akira?
Akira
and
Sarah Bryant.
Sarah Bryant. Oh, those are the two they're making. I really want a Jackie.
Oh, Jackie would have been cool.
That's really funny. But I want the guy with like the weird cobra tail on his head.
Oh, okay.
Good.
I want Pai Mei.
Of course you do.
I always played the ninja set and they look at an ugly face.
Oh, what's his face?
Oh, yeah.
And then when you punch him, his, like, his head thing knocks off, and I was like, oh my god, these graphics are so deep.
Yeah, at the time, Virtua Fighter was crazy. Virtua Fighter was insane when that game came out. It was like, oh my god, this is the future.
Ring out.
Yeah, like you could ring out people. This is nuts.
But I was seriously
I lost
my mind when stuff would fall out of people's
Right, because it's crazy back then. Like it's like, oh my god, you like did this is nuts. Like it's so cool, and now it looks like garbage.
Yeah,
and now we'll never get another Virtua Fighter.
Oh, that's funny.
It's a shame. But yeah, no, so that was the only thing that was cool at Wonderfest.
No, what I thought was cool is the one you posted, which made me howl.
What?
So there's a boxing anime before even Ippo. It was called Ashita no Joe, Tomorrow's Joe. Okay. And it was just this guy who was like, basically like Rocky. He was like a street thug and then he learned to fight and then got into championships. But in his final match, he dies. Like main character, he's like, did I win? He's like, no, but you put up a good fight. He's like, that's all I wanted. And he just slumps in his corner and he's just dead. Right? And they...
Whoa.
And they made a statue of that scene where like, he's just there limping. But then somebody captioned, did you see this?
Yeah.
Somebody captioned, oh, sweet Gurren Lagann scene. I was like, oh my god. I thought, I was trying so hard to see if it's coming. I'm like, that looks like Joe. And I read the thing and it said, Ashita no Joe. I'm like, oh wow, that's going to make a lot of people angry.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Did you guys also see the picture of Jurassic World?
Yeah, where it's Ty.
Yeah.
And they put Aquaman's eyes on the raptor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Oh my god. Vince posts the best stuff. I also like the Evangelion Transformers in the trucks.
Oh yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I'll show you guys the pictures. But yeah.
But yeah, we're talking about Virtua Fighter, so that brings it to the end of my week is video games. I got into the beta for Street Fighter V.
The beta?
Yeah.
Tell me about the beta.
So I opened it, I downloaded 1.4 gigs.
What?
I hit the start button, got to the character select screen, I picked my main girl Chun-Li, and then as it went to connect, it went disconnect, and then kicked me out. And then I haven't played it since.
Yeah, so apparently that's been the whole beta, is just that drop-in like crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think Capcom has said they're going to extend it.
Mm.
They haven't revealed any more details, but...
Cough.
But it's on my PlayStation. No, but really, I
you can't game... just play single player?
No, it's
online only.
What?
Yeah, there's not even like a practice mode. It's just fight.
Isn't it like you're in a training mode until something comes? Until someone joins you?
I don't know. Because I literally pressed like select for Chun-Li.
And then it went into a match?
Yeah, and then like disconnect.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I kind of want the real life-sized Evoker.
Oh, from Persona.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't understand the pricing. One says 12,000, the other one says 6,000 on it.
Yeah, well, obviously one's the one that's not funny. The one that's not popular.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But yeah, no, so the game I've actually been playing is F1 2015.
Oh, God, I saw this at my work.
Oh, you saw it at your work?
Yeah, and I was just like, who are these people? I know that guy in the front.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I've been playing this game. So you guys know how sports franchises work, right?
Yep.
Like, we build one game. The next year, we add features. Next year, we add more features. And then
the
more
next
features.
One, we take it back down to zero and start all over again.
Yes. So F1 2015 is the one where we take away all the features.
Aww.
In their defense, they say it's the first one on these current gen of consoles.
Yeah.
So that's our reasoning from starting from the ground zero. We had to rebuild everything. This game is feature-less. Like, absolutely no features. They even took away the ability to create a character.
Wow.
Oh, hey, you can't be anyone else.
There's so little features that they've made in a, like, There's championship mode, which is the regular single player mode where you pick a driver you want to go with and you're with them the whole season and you race, right? And there's another one called pro season mode. But it's really just a fake out because all it is they just make championship mode and they just set all the difficulty to the highest and they've just made that their own separate mode. And that's how I play anyway. So there's really no difference between championship and pro mode. But yeah, I think it's a fantastic F1 game for F1 fans only. Do not buy this if you want to buy a racing game. There are no features. Like, there's nothing here to do. Online's kind of broken. But the biggest improvements they made are graphically. It finally runs 60 frames per second, so makes that fun. The handling's great, and the AI are really lifelike. It's kind
of
scary. They're
not just rhyming into the back of you anymore.
No, and it's. I used to play these games where, like, okay, if I pass him here, you know, job done. I'm gonna take that spot. But they sometimes they just won't let it go. They'll be like, no, you're not taking that. I'm coming back at you.
Nice.
And then they'll get in front of me, and I'm like, well, shit, I just lost that spot. But yeah. The only tip I can give to people who are playing this game is don't pick the Mercedes, unless you just don't like racing, because they are so fast in this game, they disappear.
Like, I mean, there's no car.
So, like, real life?
No, like, real life. Like, their car is so good. Like, they just... Bye.
Yeah, that's why I stopped watching the season.
For that matter, don't pick Ferrari or Williams. They're also really fast. You could win the game. The car I picked is the Red Bull.
Yeah.
And I picked that just because I knew they would have a huge disadvantage. And, yeah. I'm having a tough time with it. They get eaten on the streets. So, that's it. But yeah, that's my week. I've been playing racing games, watching a lot of anime, and that's really it. Anthony, would you like to tell me what's going on?
I got a lot of stuff going on in my week. So I remember last week when I was like, Evo happened and I couldn't remember what I did that week?
Yeah.
I remembered what I did that week.
Okay.
I played some board games. I played a game called Takenoko, which is a Japanese-inspired board game? No. Chinese, maybe, I don't know. The gist of the game, it is a more confusing Settlers of Catan. So how it works is you start off with a center tile, and you can build tiles out, and you have to grow bamboo. And how you do that is on a tile, there's a farmer, and you can move the farmer to a tile, and it grows one piece, or more pieces, depending on if it's got a modifier on it. And with the bamboo, you have to collect bamboo, and you get these cards that are like goals. And when you complete a goal, you get the points.
Okay.
And when someone completes 9 goals, the game is then over, and then whoever has the most points wins. How the game works is you get 2 moves, but there's a total of 5 possible moves. You can either check the tile deck and place a new tile. You can move the panda to eat a piece of bamboo. You can move the farmer to grow a piece of bamboo. You can get water irrigation tiles, which you place in between tiles so that bamboo can grow on those tiles. Or you can draw a new goal from the goal deck.
Right.
And you only get 2 turns, 2 actions per turn, and then you pass it. Learning the game was actually pretty confusing.
Yep.
Just because there are a lot of rules, and like it is a pretty dense game. There's a lot going on, but once we understood the rules, it was like insanely fun, and there was a lot of strategy that you could do. Like if you thought, if you noticed that someone's been just going for tiles, and you think they have like a high tile score, you would try and put like a tile down to mess up their combo, and they have to start all over again, or you could like try and force an opponent into irrigating a certain system for you instead of you having to use your turns on irrigating a set of tiles.
Right.
If you move a farmer to a plot of land that's not irrigated, no bamboo will grow because there's no water going that way. So there's like strategies like that. And I highly recommend it. Like I think it's pretty expensive though. If you want to buy it, it's like $60, $65.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's kind of a steep thing, but if you, like, there's board game cafes, like, all over the place now.
Yeah.
If you can find a board game cafe that has it, like, I highly recommend playing it. The other one I played is Street Fighter, the deck building game. I forget the company it's made by, but it's a deck building game. So if you ever played something like Ascension or Tento Kyoure, is that how you? I forget the second.
Oh one. My god, my brother just bought that game. Yeah, he bought the mid expansion.
Oh, he bought the expansion.
Oh my god, it's a standalone one too.
Oh okay. Or you play Tanto. You pick a Street Fighter. Each Street Fighter has a different way of playing, and okay. then you play around that. The unique things about this is when you buy a card from the center lineup, there are five cards in the center.
Well, this episode is just full of surprises. At this point in the recording, my GarageBand file actually crashed, so I lost a bit of the audio between Anthony explaining the mechanics of this game. There wasn't any way I could really piece it together in a way you could understand the conversation, but hopefully you make do.
Okay.
On the card, there are like stars with numbers, and in your deck at the end, if you have the most victory points.
Sure.
But there are only two ways to end the game. One is to make the main deck empty, so there's no more cards in the main deck. Or there are stages. So like stages from Street Fighter 2, like USA, Russia, Hong Kong, like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And when you try and buy a stage, you have to defeat a stage boss, like you're going through the arcade mode of Street Fighter. So you flip over a card, and they attack you, and it does some sort of negative effect to you. But the thing about stage cards is that they're an ongoing effect, so when you drop them like in later turns, it stays on the board and you get this really awesome effect that just gives you cards and stuff. It's very focused on destroying useless cards in your deck and attacking your opponent to put useless cards in their deck. So it's a very active game. Like no one's really turtling, no one's really just hoarding cards. If you are, you're probably getting hit a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's fun because like once you get the rules, it's very fast paced, and then there's a lot of cool combos you can do, and nothing is so stuff is devastating enough to be annoying, but nothing is ever game like at least we haven't found anything game breaking enough to ruin the experience. Like no one's ever getting like a set of cards that just makes the game not fun anymore. Like the combos are always seemingly pretty balanced. Again, we've only played it for a couple days. But, I really enjoyed that game. I didn't think it'd be as good as it is, but it's kind of one of my favorite deck building games.
Cool.
It's the same as the DC deck.
Yeah, game. So there's a,
it's like literally the same.
It's literally the same thing, just with some,
oh, really?
Some changes, apparently. So if you guys have played the DC one, then play the Street Fighter one. It's just a different coat of paint.
Oh, hey, I'm back again. Guess what? The recording actually crashed a second time. And this time it crashed at a very inconvenient spot. In fact, Anthony was just introducing his time with the Wii U game Splatoon. So where I bring you back in, he's kind of just talking about his problems with the mechanics, I believe, or the controls, or something. I don't know, you'll figure it out.
Accurate enough for my movements right now, or to move in the way I want it to move. So it's like, it's losing me points, or it's losing me kills and stuff like that.
What's your KD, bro?
So that's the great thing about this game. It's not focused on KD. It's not like your KD ratio doesn't really
matter. By KD,
matter.
We mean kill-death
yeah,
ratio.
Kill
how, many people, you kill versus how many times you die.
Yeah, so your KD ratio doesn't really matter all that much in this game because the mode that you play, or the only mode so far, is called Turf War. And how Turf War works is because you're just shooting paint or ink all the time, you have to cover the level in ink.
Except right. for the walls, they don't count.
Apparently the walls don't count, but you can do some like sick stuff with if you paint the walls. When you paint the floor, you get more turf for your team. That's going to be more points. And then at the end of the game, each round is only 3 minutes. So when the round is up, a cat comes on screen and judges who has the most percentage of the arena in paint.
Yeah.
And whoever has the most wins. And it's really simple, and it's like a simple game to get into, but there's a lot of depth. There's a lot of different weapons to use to fit your playstyle. There's different types of grenades. All your weapons use ink, and on your back, you have an ink pack on your backpack. And when you turn into squid mode, you can swim in your own colored ink. So when you're swimming, you're refilling your ink gauge, but you're also invisible to enemy players. So again, like, there have been instances where I see a guy coming around a corner, but I know he can't see me. So I would swim off the floor onto a wall, and then when he passes me, I come up behind him and I just gun him down. And there's a lot of cool strategy and stuff in this game that's just, it's not just focused on getting headshots, and it's really refreshing, and it makes me want to play an online shooter. It's really fun, and, like, I highly recommend it. I didn't think I'd like this game as much as I do.
What? You thought you would love this game.
I thought I'd like this game. I thought this game would be cool, but I thought I would buy it and then, like, kind of drop it after, like, a couple play sessions.
Oh,
right? But, like, I want to go back to this game, and the way they're doing content releases. So, like, there's everything is on the disc. Like, you're not paying for any additional content, but they're staggering out the content releases.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, late, like, in maybe in a week or so, there'll be a new weapon that wasn't available before. And it's not because, like, you have to go buy DLC for it. It's just because they're picking and choosing what content to give you. And thus, it kind of extends the playtime or the game life of it, because there's more stuff to unlock. There's more reason to go back instead of just, like, marathoning it in 2 days and unlocking everything and just being like, well, what now?
Mm-hmm.
There is a story mode. A bunch of octopus have stole all your electric fish or something to power your town.
Yes.
So you gotta go as a squid. You gotta go kill the octopus and cover them in your ink while they're trying to cover the area in their ink. The single player is more so of a tutorial with some interesting like puzzle boss fights. But the main game is the online multiplayer. I haven't got high level to unlock ranked mode yet.
Okay.
But everything is pretty much unlocked once you hit level 4 in the regular game. There's also, you get different gear. So you can get different boosts and stuff based on the clothes you wear. So you got to make your squid look as fresh, quote unquote, fresh as possible. And the whole area is based off Shinjuku. Shinjuku. And like, you're at Scramble Crossing and you go to different stores and like, it's all about fashion and stuff. So different clothes give you different abilities. They also make you look different. So you kind of get this sense of style based on different characters or based on other people. Like, you see how they dress compared to how you dress and stuff.
Right.
So you look different. But I really enjoy it. And then I played Batman Arkham Knight.
Cool.
And yo, that's Batman.
Mm-hmm. It certainly is.
You talked about Batman a lot already.
Mm-hmm.
Batman.
So let's ask the most important question. Thoughts on the Batmobile?
It's fun. Yeah. I like it. I find myself flying most of the time, but like, I don't actively dislike the Batmobile.
Okay.
There's a lot of cool stuff. It took me a while to get used to the part where you go into battle mode?
Yep.
Like, to do, like, cool, like, oh, there's a sharp corner here, immediately switch into battle mode instead of drifting around.
Yeah.
Like just on really tight corners. Like, most of the time, you can handle it. Like, the Batmobile's pretty loose.
Yeah.
And I also like how they've made a lot of the environment destructible. So like, you're just not getting through it? Yeah, you're not getting caught on geometry or anything.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's cool. Like, the Batmobile combat is, so far it's all been the same thing, like the unmanned drones and you dodge from left to right. But it hasn't been not fun, say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And that's everything?
Yeah. I went to Toronto Festival, but that was nothing special. So.
Oh no?
No.
Oh well. Blavin, you wanna wrap it up?
Sure. So I've dived into quite a fandom recently. I watch a TV show that's very popular. And what I call the Kamen Rider of British television.
Oh, Doctor Who.
It's Doctor Who, isn't it?
Right? Isn't it just that?
Yeah, essentially.
It literally is that. Every week, it's like Monster of the Week.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our boys are prettier.
Okay. They are.
Just must say.
They also got cooler suits.
Yeah, cooler suits.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm watching the Doctor Who season with Christopher Tennant.
What?
Is that how it is?
With who?
Christopher Tennant, is that his name?
No, it's either you're watching Christopher Eccleston or David Tennant.
Oh, Fitz. Yeah, you know me too well. Christopher Eccleston, I'm watching the first one.
Okay.
But yeah. Man, so this came out around like 2005, 6?
No, this one was 2008.
8? Okay. So early 2000, or like, you know, late 2000s-ish,
yes.
Right? Man, its graphics, I feel like, are just the same as Kamen Riders. Like they just get better and better as the years go on.
Uh-huh, which is still bad.
Yeah, which makes me laugh because it's like, man, the discrepancy between British television. I didn't realize it was this popular.
Very popular.
I can see why it's popular. It's like Monster of the Week, sci-fi, all that kind of stuff. But I can see the appeal, and I actually like watching it.
That's good.
I don't have to listen to the subs. So I can just... Oh, sorry, I don't have to read the subs. Read the subs. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So I can like just watch it and like, you know, keep it on the background. But yes. Yeah. No, it's pretty fun to watch. And I didn't realize that this was like, you know, this whole thing. And I realize now, I'm like, the Kamen Rider even has a companion.
Of course, yeah.
Like, literally...
Like a sidekick who's not really anything.
Who's not really their love interest. Doesn't have to be their love interest. Yeah. But sometimes, yeah, could be their love interest. Just the parallels I've been... Oh, man, it's insane.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get the overarching, you know, bad guy. So, man, this is awesome. Yeah, so...
Which came first?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
Did it?
Yeah, well, it was old TV show.
Doctor Who is, like, from the 60s.
Oh, wow.
And then they brought it back in 2008, right?
I know that Doctor Who has a phone booth that he travels through time with, and that he has something called a sonic screwdriver.
So you know everything about Doctor Who, then?
Yeah, the...
Is that really it? Is that all there is?
Yeah, so the Doctor's thing, this is the police box, is called his henshin thing.
His tortoise.
See, you knew what it was.
I've never watched an episode, so
doesn't matter. You know everything.
They have some cool villains, though.
Like, they do.
Do you watch Doctor Who?
Yeah, I watched up to David Tennant's run.
Oh, okay. So you know about the Daleks?
The Daleks.
The Daleks and the Weeping Angels. Those are my favorite.
Those are the best ones. Yeah. Those are the best ones. Have you met Cybermen?
You mean Iron Man?
No, I mean
Cybermen. Like Cybermen, like yeah. No, I know we're talking about the Cybermen. Yeah. They look like Iron Man's suit, and they sound like.
You know, they're Skeletron suits, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Cool.
Yeah, but the Weeping Angels is my favorite. It's like statues that if you look at them, they don't move, but the minute you blink, oh, it's so sick.
I heard there was like an episode in one of the seasons where a girl was stuck in a room with a bunch of Weeping Angels, and then she couldn't
get out. She only blinked one eye.
And so, yeah, she would like blink one eye at a time so they wouldn't move.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's smart.
Yeah. You know what I would have done? I would have been like, oh, I can't see you, can't see me! And then that. Close my eyes.
It's not real.
But yeah, man, it's pretty fun. And besides from that, I've just been, playing Magic and just
cool
watching that. So not really much to report. I'm playing Deus Ex. I'm trying to beat it. So
cool.
But I just bought Dishonored.
Oh.
Because it was on sale.
Oh.
So I'm going to play it. And I'm going to take, finally, for the first time in my life, I'm going to go the bad guy route.
Wow.
Because I heard the bad guy powers are way more fun.
Wow. Good.
Not just from you, but from other people.
Cool.
And I heard, don't listen to anybody who doesn't like Dishonored because they are poop.
Oh.
Is that a quote from someone?
Verbatim.
Should I fight this person?
You want to fight our host?
Yeah. Let's fight.
Oh, sure.
I'll lose my senpai power.
No, I lose.
No!
All right, let's fight in Street Fighter.
But yeah, that's it for me.
Cool. That's the end of the show, and I'm going to break a big, like, groundbreaking announcement here. What?
You're getting married.
No. It's about the podcast.
Oh.
It's about this episode.
We're breaking
up. It's the last episode.
No. Okay. I forgot to switch the mic inputs.
So?
Have we recorded nothing this whole time?
No, you recorded on my laptop mic.
Ew!
And I was wondering, how come Anthony is so quiet?
Oh, no.
And Blaven is so loud. And I'm like, because the laptop is closer to Blaven, and it's faced more in his direction. And there's a couple times... where, in fact, the recording crashed, so I had to restart it halfway through.
See, it does crash! I told you.
Wait, are you talking about the ghost cast?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, but my all the stuff is still there.
No, it was gone.
He still doesn't believe us.
No, like, I fixed it on the fly.
No, it was gone.
Like, it was...
It's on the sly, too. Like, I was watching his hands.
No,
it's like,
problem.
It's like sleight of hand. He just, like, did it, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
It was gone.
Yeah, so, like, we still have an hour's worth of content here.
But, I mean...
Do we have to re-record the review?
No, I mean, who knows how it's going to turn out?
PL said no.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Plus.
It's probably better this way, because when the audience listens to it and they're like, man, this sounds like shit. I'm not going to listen this week. Good. I'll just say to watch school live, and then we'll be done.
Lols.
Yeah.
Loller skates.
This is all for naught.
Pretty much.
Gross.
Aeronauts.
Like, I mean, I'll still put it up, and you can still listen. I just don't know what it's gonna sound like.
It's gonna sound like garbage.
But this is what we used to do, right?
Yeah.
So this is, we should call this.
Yeah, but like the laptop.
TNIABBT. No, TS.
Wow.
3 Nerds in a Basement Throwback Sundays.
Wow.
But like the laptop wasn't faced towards Vince. Like it was always in an area where it'd pick up all our voices.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to find out how that turns out.
Meow. Like garbage. I just said it.
Antho, stop being such a downer.
I know. Bro. Wow. You're being such a downer.
Bro.
Listen, I'm just a realist, okay?
Bruh.
Oh,
just telling
man.
How it is.
Bruh.
That's how the real world works.
Bruh.
See you next week.
Later days.
Bye.
Holla.